Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stephen's Good Day program. What is going on? What in the world is going on? Today you'll find out as we go through this hour of the Good Day program. Ken Kessler is here monitoring your comments on social media. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington overviewing the situation with Hillary Clinton. The most important thing going on in the world today is what Mrs. Clinton did with her private emails. DiFi. Senator Feinstein,
First
major Democratic lawmaker to call on Mrs. Clinton to give an explanation for her use of private email. Why does she have to explain it? What's the why?
What do you mean?
Why does she have to explain it?
Because she's doing business for the government on her private email.
She's not anymore. She did it.
She did. No, but this is when she was.
Yeah, okay. So? So what?
So you think everybody should be able to
information?
But you're saying so what? Yeah. You're saying
that's what I say. So what? Why is it important that Mrs. Feinstein thinks Mrs. Clinton ought to tell everybody about her private email?
Because Mrs. Feinstein works on many of the defense security panels.
Okay, so.
So some of those emails might have something to do with what she's trying to work on.
Where's the proof?
I don't get you on this.
No,
I don't understand why this isn't a big deal.
That's why I'm doing it, because I want everybody to think about what it is that stirs the pot here. What is there about this that has so many people all worked up? So I just want to know what the thought process is. So
the thought process is she's doing my work.
No, she's not doing any work for you now. She's running for president.
No. We're not talking about what she's doing now. We're talking about what she did.
Okay, past tense.
Okay. That she was dealing with national security issues.
Yeah, so.
And she was controlling the information herself.
Yeah. What happened bad while she was secretary?
We don't have access to all of that information.
What? Why do you need it? What do you care? You're going to ask? Do you really want to know what's in those 36,000?
So you don't care about transparency. You don't care about the government. You don't.
You know what? Here's where I am.
What if she's making deals with?
Oh, what if she's doing whatever she's doing? You don't think that these guys, all of them, Rumsfeld and Cheney, became multimillionaires because of the deals they made behind everybody's back?
And that's exactly why we should be keeping an eye on this.
Okay, so why didn't we go back and let's go chase them around?
You got me all choked up.
No.
I don't know what to do with you. I seriously don't know what to do with
you. I know he
knows.
It's okay.
I mean, I'm not all, whatever, Hillary, whatever.
I don't care.
But to me, this is a big deal for me.
I get it. Yeah, the latest media frenzy.
Anybody working for us should be using our equipment so that we can keep tabs on them.
I want to know how many people have this sort of deal, or what kind of private email accounts there are for people that are running the CIA, the FBI.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I thought the best quote of the weekend, though, was when Lindsey Graham was on Meet the Press or something like that. And he said, you can check every email I've ever sent, because I've never sent one. He's never had an email account.
Not surprised.
Hey, you check them all. I don't care.
The Neanderthal of the Senate.
Pretty much. How do you do business?
You make fun of me when I fumble around here. Why don't you make fun of him?
But you send a couple of hundred email a day.
That's true, I do.
That's what it takes to do business nowadays. How are you a congressman or a senator and not do email? How do you communicate with
people? This is so much fun. Richie can't get over it.
For me, the the troubling thing that I have with this whole Hillary thing is that she has been quiet.
Mm-hmm.
All this has been going on, and it just I just feel like if there was nothing wrong, if there was nothing sinister or shady or anything mm-hmm. like that, she would have come right out and said something.
Yeah.
And it just feels, whether or not there is something wrong, it just feels like she has something to hide.
Feels dirty.
It does.
Yeah. I love the pictures they've posted on the Fox website of Mrs. Clinton and Mrs. Feinstein. Two more unflattering pictures. You wouldn't be able to find anywhere.
I just, looked up at NBC, and they were talking about it. And I don't know what Hillary was wearing, but man, putting retire that one.
Right. All right. So anyway, you got strong feelings about it one way or the other. Graham says he's never sent an email. There is something right there.
That's troubling, too.
What I find
yeah.
is that Obama didn't know anything about this until he read it in the newspaper.
Yeah. And he was getting emails from her.
On that account?
That's a lie.
He could have looked at the
email. There's no way.
You mean
there's
you don't look at where this. The email comes from?
Right. It's Hillary at HillaryClinton.com. It didn't say Hillary at, gov.us.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's very easy to get. We were talking about hacking. A friend of mine had an old email account of hers hacked over the weekend, and I got two or three, and some other people that I know got two or three different email from the hacker. And the only way, well, it was a different last name, but I knew who it was. And then the substance of the email would never have been anything that she would have sent. But it's just amazing the trouble that people go to hack somebody's account and to send stuff that is of questionable value. I don't understand why people do that, frankly. But the reason I bring it up is because you see how vulnerable all of these accounts are, no matter where they're set up, how they're set up, what they're protected by. Everything is vulnerable. There was something that was hacked over the weekend, and I looked at it, and I thought, why in the world? I mean, I understand the individual hacking like I was talking about here. But why do these people hack some of this stuff? Just so that they can say they hacked it. That was it. I don't get it. Anyway, let's move into another zone here. Many of you may have heard the forecast, the jobs report forecast of who's going to be employed, how many people are being employed. Is this a good sign for the economy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Jessica Minton, a reporter in the business sector, is going to give us her rundown of what really the job report numbers mean. Just a moment here on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life, Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps, and with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
16 at the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program 3/9/15. Richie and Kenny and I have Jessica Minton with this International Business Times reporter, anchor. She has contributed to Yahoo over her career, E! Entertainment Television. So her focus now and ours is job creation and how many jobs there are in the economy now, how much the numbers have gone up. February was a lousy month weather-wise, but we still had a fairly interesting number there, it looks like, Jessica.
Right, absolutely, Doug. So we did see some great numbers that did come out of the jobs report last month, and it was 295,000. That was despite a lot of the harsh winter weather that does seem to happen during this period of year, time of year over the years. But something that was interesting, it was the 12th consecutive month that there was over 200,000 jobs that were created, and the last time that happened was 1994. So it's been over 20 years since the last time we saw that, which is definitely a good sign and is a big pro for us. And we did see the unemployment rate ticked down to 5.5% in February from January, which is good. There are some pros there. But there's also a little bit, you have to look at the cons when you do look at these reports, because there's always both sides to a story. And we are still seeing some stagnant wage growth, which has continued to happen over 20 years now. So there's not too much of a tick up there. And also something to keep your eye on is the labor force participation rate, which is basically the number of workers who are employed or looking for a job, and that's still hovered at a 30-year low. So over 30 years, since 1978, 1979, it's still hovering at that low, which basically means even though we see the unemployment rate tick down a bit, there's still discouraged workers that are leaving the labor force. So sometimes when we see that unemployment rate tick down, that's because of that. So even though unemployment might be dropping, there's still a lot of people out there that are discouraged. And some of
let me stop you there for a minute.
Sure.
Because that gets around to something that I believe is disingenuous about these numbers. The unemployment rate really isn't 5.5%. The unemployment rate is really about 10%. The
numbers of
people that are not working and have gone through the system, the 5.5% are people still in the system who are collecting in one way or another from some government program, but there are almost an equal amount of people who have gone beyond that, have stopped looking, and are just there occupying time and space.
And how do we see those numbers, Jessica? How do we figure out what those numbers are?
So a good gauge for that would be the U6 unemployment rate that also comes out from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So basically that also counts in those discouraged workers, and that number was actually 11% in February.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So the real number is not 5.5%. The real number is 11% are not working. I found also interesting that the bars and restaurant category, biggest growth area, more people are going out and getting drunk because they can't find a job.
That's another interesting topic, exactly. So when you look at the jobs that are created, they're more in the service sector, exactly like you said, when it comes to those bartending jobs and waiting jobs, versus in the past, they were more in the manufacturing sector, and we're seeing less of that now. So less in the manufacturing sector and more in the service sector. And that's a big theme that has continued to happen since the recession. So a lot of those jobs that were lost during the recession, they haven't exactly come back. And there are a lot of people that are working those part-time jobs that are also not taken into consideration when looking at some of these data points.
Well, the interesting thing, construction, which is a good sign when you have construction, that's always a healthy sign. Healthcare workers, the numbers are increasing there. That's not a surprise. The lower end of the healthcare spectrum, not doctors and people who are on the upper end, those numbers are not increasing. Numbers of nurses, workers who are in the trenches, if you will, in healthcare, that's where that increase comes from. Okay, so that's I'm glad to have the report and then the honesty of what the real number is from your perspective, Jessica. Thank you. Jessica,
thanks so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure having you here. Nice to meet you. Jessica, with her eye on jobs, unemployment, et cetera, we all need to keep our eye on that number. 21 after the hour is another number on Good Day.
most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
By now, you heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Back and forth to my mind behind a cigarette, and a message coming from my eyes.
Was that right?
Pretty much. I'm intrigued.
I told Doug before we came out, I said, you're not going to like this much.
All right, so this is Jack White.
And White Stripes.
And White Stripes. Why is it that we're playing this right now instead of playing an Elvis Presley tune? Well, there's a connection between Jack White and Elvis Presley, as it turns out. The first recording by Elvis was in 1953, a disc featuring My Happiness, and that's when Your Heartache Begins. Sold at auction for $300,000 to a quote-unquote undisclosed buyer. Turns out the secret buyer wasn't just another Elvis fan's got a lot of money. Jack White revealed that it was his winning bid that landed this recording in his collection, and he plans to reissue the single on vinyl for the coming record store day. Billboard says that this fellow with a black briefcase showed up at Third Man Records headquarters in Nashville, where White told employees about the record's history, plans to reissue it. What's record store day? Kenny, I don't know record store day.
I think it's twice a year now, once in April and once in November. Independent, it's a celebration of independent record stores. Huh. Tons of artists put out special releases that are only on vinyl to try and draw business to these independent stores.
Well, the record store day in April is scheduled for the 18th of the month, which is 5 weekends from this weekend. He's going to reproduce it and distribute it to these independent record stores for them to sell, right? And
right.
That's really what it is.
Huh. That's cool.
And he's making it look like the original. This was something that Elvis went into Sun
Records.
This is a Sun Phillips recording, yes.
Right. Yeah, and yep. For like $5,
$4.
Made a recording.
Yeah. And the one copy only pressing was given to Elvis's friend Ed Leek. It was Leek's daughter who auctioned off the recording, which White secretly purchased. So what is Third Man Records? Their headquarters are in Nashville.
That's Jack White's record label.
Oh, it is.
You know,
okay.
It's so cool to see guys like this really appreciate and try to preserve the roots of rock and roll.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this now thing I'm is happy. All over. I mean, you should see Twitter. Everybody is tweeting about this thing, from Rolling Stone magazine to my favorite beer brewery, Dogfish Head Brewery, to New Orleans crews from the Mardi Gras. I mean, the band Fish, Billboard magazine. It's just all over the place.
Cool.
Metallica tweeted it.
Yeah. All right. So that's that story. Video of the day today at DougStephan.com. A warning. And this is not a facetious warning. If you're afraid of heights or you're prone to motion sickness, you're probably not going to want to see the video of the day at DougStephan.com. Comes from Carowinds Amusement Park in Charlotte, showing off their new roller coaster. This is I've never been on a real roller coaster in my life, because I don't even like to look at what they're up to. This is not easy for you to watch. But it does provide you with a first-person perspective of what it's like to ride something like this if you're sitting in the front seat. It's called the Fury 325, one of the tallest, longest, and fastest roller coasters. It's 325 feet tall, 20 feet taller than the Statue of Liberty, 30 stories high.
No, I'm just going over the hill right now.
Over a is over a mile long.
Oh,
95 miles an hour. Your stomach will drop out.
Wow.
So if you want to see that and get yourself sick, help yourself.
Oh, man.
For a video of the day at DougStephan.com.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for two separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileged Reward Night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration and two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, how did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for a risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-921-3501. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. Hurry, this limited time 100% risk-free offer won't last forever. Call 1-800-921-3501. That's 1-800-921-3501. Again, 1-800-921-3501.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The hour, 27 before the new hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn. I just do that as a matter of habit. Jennifer. Rich, well, this weekend was not her baseball weekend, though. That's next weekend, right?
That's next weekend, yeah.
Where the heck did she go this weekend?
Probably some wine thing-induced, you know, trip.
All right, so as long as we're talking about baseball, let's focus on the game between the Angels and the Royals in Tempe, Arizona yesterday. The Angels lost the game. Dodgers won, Angels lost. But it's the first time that I can ever remember anything like this happening at a game anywhere, where the focus of the game isn't really the game. It isn't really the players. It's what's going on around the park, around the stands, around the people who are there to watch the game. And the fact the game got called a couple of times because of bees was really kind of weird. What's the report, Richie?
Well, apparently in Tempe they're having a little bit of an issue with bees deciding that they like the net. Behind home plate.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, so what they're doing.
The nest, we got pictures of the nest?
I think Ken's going to post it at Doug7.com, but it's they basically come in through the outfield and chase the players off of the field into the stands. Everybody has to run out and get rid of the umps, everybody. And they had to bring in a beekeeper. So they got the game going again. And then they had to bring in a beekeeper in the fourth inning. And let me see if I can cue it up here to get to the audio of the guys calling the game.
And the bees are gathered. It looks like. What do you think, Jose? Where are they gathered?
So then they gathered behind the nest.
Bees have other places they'd rather.
On the microphone.
Is there a nest there?
You notice quite a gap.
No, look, listen to this. They're on the microphone behind the net that catches the batting thing sounds. Listen.
They have found the microphone. They have found a spot.
Yeah. Is there a chance?
They have found a spot down here with the Angels microphone, the crowd mic, if you will, the pitch crack microphone, I believe, where you can hear the crack of the batting.
The microphone containing a see the microphone or the cable, there is probably 1,000 bees on this microphone.
Good place not to be.
You're not comfortable. If your phobia is bees, that sound does not make you comfortable. Hosanna.
And this isn't the first time this happened. Last year, a Yankees-Red Sox game had to be called.
Really?
Because of the bees.
And
one of the players tried to go out and draw the bees away with honey last year.
Because the beekeeper is making his way down the aisle on the first base side.
Wow.
And we see
again, that is, folks.
The crowd cheering.
All right. Next item of interest. The Girl Scouts are out selling their cookies still. Yesterday, I went into a Ralph's store to buy some fruit and other things that are necessary to keep my body in tip-top shape, Richie, so that I can do this program every day with you. And the Girl Scouts are out front offering cookies. Have you bought it? And I actually have ordered some already, so I didn't. I was very nice. And
that's the problem.
Thank you very much. There's a new wrinkle on this. At DougStefan.com, one of our stories today, focuses on a New Hampshire Girl Scout troop seeking to boost its sales by offering a drive-through option. Listen up, those of you in New Hampshire. Troop 12115 in Salem, New Hampshire, selling cookies at a vacant warehouse on a heavily trafficked street. Troop sold 1,200 boxes over the weekend, hopes the drive-through will help scouts reach their goal of 5,000 boxes in that community. The troop leader said to Channel 9 in New Hampshire, the annual cookie sale program not only satisfies customers' love of the cookies, but teaches the Girl Scouts valuable people skills and business lessons, which I think is appropriate. Under the circumstances, some people are being critical because they think the Girl Scouts are everywhere with these things.
What did you hear about the Girl Scouts that wrote a letter to the Girl Scout organization because they heard about the working conditions for the people who make the Girl Scout cookies?
Yeah, but you can tell that story again. Yeah, that was.
That's about all there is. I mean, they saw a news story.
Yeah.
These are Girl Scouts who saw a news story that showed pictures of the conditions that the people who make the cookies in China or wherever, and just like, wait a minute, we're out here selling these and these people are working for like a dollar a month.
Mm-hmm.
So they said that they refused to sell them and want the Girl Scouts to change it. So what's that going to do to the price of your Girl Scout cookie? Now, I'm all for it. I mean, you're going to buy the cookies anyway, right?
I'll buy them, yeah.
The little girl next door comes and knocks on my door.
Right. I'm going to say no to that.
Right.
No.
Get lost, girl.
No, I may buy one box or two boxes instead of four.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're still going to buy them.
They can increase their sales here in Los Angeles. Just give the cookies to the homeless who are out on the street corners to sell and give them a piece of the action.
They just got it. Why don't we get the homeless to make Girl Scout cookies?
There you go.
This is great.
Our poll today at DougStefan.com.
You sound like Seinfeld.
Yeah.
We just answered the question.
Which is your favorite Girl Scout cookie? Are they the Thin Mints, the Samoas, the peanut butter patties, caramel delights, whatever it is? Tell us what your favorite Girl Scout cookie is.
Here's a couple of other fun Girl Scout cookie headlines.
Yeah.
What does your favorite Girl Scout cookie say about you?
Mm.
A thief uses a $100 counterfeit bill to buy Girl Scout cookies. He must have really needed some Girl Scout cookies.
Uh-huh.
Beer, wine, and other Girl Scout cookie pairings. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
To have a Girl Scout cookie wine party.
There you go. That's a good precedent. Okay, how many people remembered or didn't remember? I'm raising my hand on this one. Daylight savings time. All of the clocks usually, I was at home on the farm, so I fixed the clock. Actually, now that I think about it, I don't think I did. The clock over the stove, I don't think I fixed. Many of the other clocks automatically set.
Uh-oh, like the cows are not on time.
The cows are not on time today. No. But Richie had to wake me up this morning because I didn't even turn my alarm clock ahead an hour when I went to bed. I'm reminding everybody, don't forget, turn your clocks ahead. And I didn't even remember to do it. And I wonder how many of you are in that same place.
Because you're so used to, I mean, my phone just does it automatically.
Right.
Every clock here in our studios does it automatically.
Yep, right.
But yesterday I was at home and my mom was over. So we're sitting there chatting and I had a little while before I had to take Sean to his basketball game, which was a playoff game, the Final Four, right?
Uh-huh.
And I look up in the oven and I'm like, okay, I got an hour. And then 10 minutes later, I'm like, oh, my God.
I forgot.
And we just in the nick of time, we got there so he could warm up. But, yeah, you forget to set the old clocks.
All right, so here's the quiz, the 2020. We're doing a 2020 news quiz to qualify some lucky listener to the program, qualify you for our drawing on the 24th of March for the weekend in Colorado Springs at the Broadmoor. What two states do not have daylight savings time? In other words, they stay the same time all the time.
I think I know this.
Two of our 50 states are never on daylight savings time. Which of the two states are there? 888-302-3684. Kenny knows, right? Richie's yeah. not sure because he hasn't read the story at
NextHeaven.com. I know one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it surprises me because it's a farming state.
No, I don't think you're in the right state.
No?
No. 888-302-3684. Two states, all of the states except for two, turn their clocks ahead over the weekend. There are two states that never change their time. What are they? For a qualification slot, our trip to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. You got the right answer? You'll give us the call at 888-302-3684. Answer in a moment here.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
A recent MassMutual State of the American Family study found nearly 72% of Americans believe it's important to educate our children on finances to ensure a strong economy in the future. Award-winning actor and author Hill Harper is one of those believers, and that's why he's partnered with MassMutual on the MassMutual Future Smart Challenge.
One thing we talk about during the MassMutual Future Smart Challenge is most of us want to wait until we're well into our 20s or 30s to start saving money. And these young people I talk to, well, they're middle schoolers. They're around 12 to 13, but they can start now. 20 years of savings head start can make a huge impact on the financial future of them and their family.
Harper has helped spread the word personally to thousands of students at interactive seminars around the country.
I'm so very proud of my partnership with MassMutual. They spent over $2 million on this program, and we've reached over 20,000 students.
For more information, visit massmutual.com/futuresmartchallenge.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
Wait your turn.
Oh, man. I've been doing a lot lately, and I don't know. Well, I usually wait. I don't like, from my days as a rock and roll jock, I don't like dead air. So I'm right there on top of whenever the commercials are over, and I apologize because I know some of you would rather listen to the commercials than to listen to us talk. 888-302-3684. Brian has the answer, so he thinks, to the question, what states do not have daylight savings time? Brian, what's the answer?
I would assume Alaska and Hawaii, my best guess.
Nope, bad guess. Well, one of them's right, one of them's wrong, and you got the right first letter for the other state, but you didn't quite make it. All right, thanks. James, next. What are the two states?
Hawaii and Arizona.
Yes, sir. Hawaii and Arizona did not have to shift at 2 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. Everybody else did. So, therefore, you, sir, are going to qualify for our drawing. We're going to send a couple to the Colorado Springs home of the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort. You'll have a great time there if, in fact, your name is drawn from all of the... How many people have got qualified now? We have, 48, 50, somewhere in that vicinity?
Yeah, somewhere 50, 60.
Trying, yeah, okay. We'll try for 100, and then we'll at random. How did we do that the last time? It was random eyes. I forget who picked the
there
number
are computer
of
programs, websites that you can go to, and we put the number in from 1 to whatever, and then picks a number, and then we
had a listener pick a number.
We had the listener pick the number, yeah.
Last time, if I remember correctly. All right, let's move on into the world of Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, one of the five medical advisors we have here on the Good Day program. Bruce is here from his perch. You know what I said last week or the week before I was going to come visit you, and I didn't. I know you're holding your breath for my visit, and I apologize. I hope you're not out of breath. You okay?
I'm fine. Fine, Doug. But love to see you whenever we do.
So. All right, well, maybe I'll see you today. Anyway, Dr. Bruce is here because he makes it his practice not only to practice medicine as a doctor of chiropractic by treating the ills that our lower backs have with a decompression machine that works wonderfully well. His website is 818newback.com. But he also studies the medical news to find things that you don't know or you've been misinformed or misled about. So how have we been misled this past week?
Well, Doug, let's do our continuing deconstruction of the pro-vaccination mythology. And let's talk about Gardasil, which is a vaccine by Merck, and it's for HPV, which is human papillomavirus. Now, human papillomavirus has been associated, or is, you know, a cause of cervical cancer in women. Now, this vaccine is marketed as a cancer protective vaccine, while in fact the clinical trials never reached that point. It does help with the HPV, but the FDA granted Merck the opportunity to go ahead and spend $93 million on marketing it as an anti-cancer vaccine, and as a result, they sell about $2.5 billion of this stuff a year. Now, in the trials, not only did they not prove that it was anti-cancer, but they also used as a placebo a solution of aluminum instead of an inert placebo. And coincidentally, their findings concluded that the vaccine adverse reactions were no greater than placebo, which is kind of laughable. But in the end, according to the CDC, after 16 million doses had been administered, one in 1,600 injections caused an adverse reaction. Now, the mild adverse reactions included fainting, which, you know, if you faint, you fall, you can get a head injury, and that could even be deadly. But the severe reactions, which were one in 27,000 injections, caused Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a neurological disorder of flaccid paralysis. Flaccid paralysis was like having polio, or it also caused thromboembolic diseases or blood clots, which can also be deadly. So here's sort of the bottom line on it all, is that cervical cancer is a horrible disease, but it does actually affect very few women. There's only 8 cases per 100,000 a year and about 2 mortalities in 100,000 per year. And the best measure that any woman can do to protect herself from dying of cervical cancer is to get a routine pap smear and get it treated if she starts to show abnormal cells. Yeah. So I think that this vaccine is really worth considering skipping because it is a pretty nasty one.
The key there is the aluminum that is in it. From what I know or what I understand from talking to friends of mine like you, aluminum, you don't want to use a deodorant that has aluminum in it because of what it does. There are all kinds of studies that suggest it's a toxin, and you put it, it'll start a lymphomic cancer. People who get these bubbles, or they get stones or lumps under their arm, and it turns out to be cancer. It gets into your lymph system. Aluminum is very deadly. It's like silver, any of these metals, that's what causes Alzheimer's. Any of these metals that get into your system, obviously, there's a lot of, we have copper and other metals, iron in our system, but we don't have, we can't use and we can't handle things like aluminum. So Bruce is right on the money here with this one. Not that he isn't, he's always on the money. That's why I got him here. Check out his website, 818newback.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Doug Butcher's her name.
Avril Lavigne.
Very good. I lose.
From the movie Alice in Wonderland, this is Alice, number one at the box office, number one song during this week in 2010. What'd you think I was going to say?
Avril Lavigne. I figured you would find some way to butcher it up.
No, but thanks very much for the confidence. Yeah. All right, that's how we get started. Movie Moments. Chuck is going to have the results of box office totals in a matter of moments. We first, though, get to our contest so we can decide yet another qualifier. We can come up with somebody who will know what this movie is. This was the number one movie during this week in 2008. It's not your typical action adventure, shall we say. Here's the first clue.
Compared to you, I'm enormous, which is saying something, because I've slimmed down quite a bit. I swim.
Isn't Carrie in this, Chucker?
That sounds like him.
It does sound like him, doesn't it? 888-302-3684. Identify the movie, and you get yourself on our list of potential people to be a recipient of a nice weekend at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. Here's the next clue.
Your whole world fits on a flower in my world.
888-302-3684. If you don't know the movie, you will never get it. Never get it. Am I right, Kenny?
Yeah, this last clue, though, is kind of a gimme.
All right, last clue.
I meant what I said, and I said what I meant.
Yeah.
And an elephant's faithful 100%.
Right. Okay.
I actually had it right.
Good for you. 888-302-3684, name of the movie, for a place in line for the trip to the Broadmoor. We'll have Chuckers movie totals. The movie weekend was not a great one, and Chuck will tell you why in a moment here on Good Day.
Policy issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. 1-800-294-6051.
Man, that's frustrating as all get it. Okay. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, here's Gene in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, with a guess as to what the movie is that we had. We got audio from a movie that was number one during this week in 2008. Gene, what is it? Hello? Where's Gene?
I'm here. Here I am. I'm still here.
Good for you. All right, so what's the name of the movie?
I'm going with Horton Hears a Who.
I'd say that was a good thing for you to go with. Horton Hears a Who was the number one movie during this week in 2008. Good. So you become a qualifier for the drawing that we'll do 2 weeks from tomorrow for that weekend at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. Congratulations. Good for you. Chucker, Chappie was number one this weekend. Was it as bad as I told everybody it was last week?
Well, overall, it was a pretty slow weekend at the box office. Director, District 9 director Neil Blomkamp's newest film, Chappie, was number one, but doing a fairly weak $13.3 million. I went to see it with two people on Saturday night. From my experience, I thought this was a vile, nasty, unpleasant experience, and I had a reaction I don't have many times going to the movies. I absolutely hated this movie, and shame on Sony Pictures for running some trailers marketing this film as if it was a kid movie, because it's not. It is a hard R experience filled with unpleasant, unlikable characters. And this is a movie, if I didn't see it again, I wouldn't care less, and I probably will never see it again.
When I saw the trailers for it a month or so ago, I thought, what a piece of garbage. Where are they coming up with these ideas? How do they get green light funding for crap like that?
Well, it has a few basic, interesting ideas about artificial intelligence. The problem is that it's written to be so violent unnecessarily. Not that I have a strong issue against violence, but you need a protagonist, the hero, to root for to offset a violent content, and this movie has none of that, and that's really its basic problem.
All right, give us the other
number two is Focus with Will Smith, $10 million. Number three, Second Best Marigold Hotel. And number 10 was Unfinished Business with Vince Vaughn, grossing less than $5 million, which is a box office disaster.
But that Marigold Hotel, I didn't even know that was out yet.
It came out Friday. It opened even wider this.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.